我今天刷视频，看到网络上一位很优秀的主播叫贱人大叔，在驳斥某位夹头性质的主播的一番谬误。
Today, while browsing videos online, I saw a very outstanding streamer named Uncle Jai refuting a fallacy of a streamer who was known for hitting heads.
那个主播在那里。
The streamer was there.
胡说什么？没有中国的指南针。
What is the meaning of no compass without China?
就没有西方的航海大发现。
There were no western voyages of discovery.
还说什么？
What are you saying?
没有中国的冶铁和炼钢。
Without Chinese iron smelting and steel making.
就没有西方的工业革命。
Without the western industrial revolution.
这就差没直接说没有中国的永乐大典。
This is like saying that the Yongle brand ceremony of the Ming Dynasty didn't happen directly.
就没有西方文明。
There is no Western civilization. Well,
两相对比
two comparisons.
你就能看出像贱人大叔这种历史真正下功夫的主播和那种照本宣科哗众取宠。
You can tell the difference between a truly skilled streamer like Bad Chef and those who just parrot and create a commotion.
装作有逻辑
appear logical.
实际上基本史实都谬误摆出的二道贩子的主播的水平差距
The level gap between the two peddlers whose real historical facts are often wrong is actually very obvious.
你说没有指南针
You said there is no compass.
就没有西方的大航海
There is no western age of exploration.
这句话乍一听很提气
At first glance, this sentence sounds encouraging.
但仔细一想就很可笑
But when you think about it carefully, it's actually quite ridiculous.
他最大的问题不是夸中国
His biggest problem is not exaggerating about China,
而是侮辱历史。
Instead, it insults history.
不是维护文明自信。
It is not about maintaining confidence in civilization.
而是制造一种文明的幻觉。
Instead, create a delusion of civilization.
中国人确实发明了指南针。
Indeed, the Chinese invented the compass.
但是最初就不是用来服务远洋航海的。
But it was not originally intended to serve long-distance shipping.
实际上就是一帮术士、方士。
In fact, it's just a bunch of historical methods.
拿着这个东西占卜看风水，是。
Use this object to divination and see the feng shui history.
史学界没有任何直接的证据链。
There is no direct evidence chain in academia.
证明西方人发明的航海罗盘和中国人的这个指南针之间有什么必然的联系？更大的逻辑问题是什么呢？
What's the greater logical problem between the compass invented by Westerners and the compass invented by Chinese?
一件工具的出现和一个世界性历史事件的爆发。
The emergence of a tool and the outbreak of a world historical event.
中间隔着制度、资本、传播、地图。
There is a system capital transmission map in the middle.
天文学
Astronomy
军事
Military
商业欲望
Business desires
国家竞争和无数冒险者的生命
Competition between countries and the lives of countless adventurers.
你不能因为远洋船上有指南针
You can't just assume that because there are compasses on foreign ships.
就说整个大航海是指南针发明推动出来的。
It's said that the entire age of exploration was driven by the invention of the compass.
按照这个逻辑
Following this logic,
那哥伦布吃过面
Columbus ate bread.
包是不是就要说没有小麦就没有美洲发现？达伽马穿过
Is it to say that there is no wheat, there is no discovery of America by Columbus, and there is no passage of Gomer through the shoes?
鞋是不是还要说没有鞋
There are still no shoemakers.
鞋匠就没有印度航线历史
There is no history of Indian roots.
它不是儿童积木
It's not a children's toy.
你拿一块砖去解释一座城市西方大航海地理大发现真正厉害的地方
Explain the true significance of the Western European voyages of discovery with a brick.
不是他们手里有一个绘指北的针
They don't have a compass to guide them.
而是他们把一整套远洋能力组织起来
Instead, they organized a whole set of overseas capabilities.
更适合远航的船
More suitable for long-distance voyages.
更成熟的海图
More mature maps.
更系统的天文测量，更强烈的香料贸易需求。
More systematic astronomical measurements, stronger demand for spice trade.
更残酷的国家竞争。
More brutal national competition.
更锋利的火炮。
More sharp cannons.
也更赤裸裸的殖民冲动。指南针是工具。
The more blatant colonial impulse compass is a tool.
它不是发动机
It is not an engine.
是船上的仪表
Is the instrument on the ship.
不是文明跃迁的总开关
Not the beginning of the civilization leap.
更讽刺的是
Ironically,
中国很早就知道指南针
China has known about compasses since ancient times.
那为什么没有走向全球海权呢
Why didn't it go to become a global sea power?
为什么郑和之后远洋传统逐渐收缩
Why did the tradition of Chinese voyages after Zheng He gradually shrink?
为什么明清中国没有形成持续探索全球贸易和海洋秩序的国家战略呢
Why didn't the Ming and Qing dynasties of China form a sustained national strategy to explore global trade and maritime trade?
这些问题才是历史真正值得追问的问题
These are the questions that history truly deserves to be asked.
可是有些主播不敢问
However, some anchors are unwilling to ask.
因为一问就复杂
Because it's too complicated to ask
一复杂就不能煽情
If it's complicated, don't try to be sentimental
一不能煽情
One, do not stir up emotions
流量就不够
Insufficient traffic
想夹头们要的不是真理和真相
What the people want is not truth and reality
他要的是情绪
What he wants is emotion.
要煽动起他们情绪的高潮
To heighten their emotions.
我给你们拆解一下这些逻辑诡辩背后的深层原因。就很多这类的主播最喜欢干一件事情。
Let me break down the underlying reasons for these logical fallacies. Most streamers do this.
就是把相关性偷换成决定性指南针和大航海有关
It's about turning relevance into a decisive compass and navigation
这叫相关性
This is called correlation
没有指南针
Without a compass
就没有大航海
No great voyages
这是胡扯
This is nonsense
真正的历史是文明之间长期的交流。
True history is the long-term exchange between civilizations.
吸收
Absorb
改造竞争的结果
The result of the competition
就算一个文明从中国出发
Even if a civilization originated from China
到了西方世界
Arrived in the West
那也要被重新组合进新的制度和市场环境里
That also needs to be reintegrated into the new system and market environment.
才会产生不同的历史。
This will lead to different histories.
后果。
Consequences.
发明很重要。
Invention is important.
但更重要的是。
But more importantly.
谁把它放进了什么样的系统？
Who put it in what system?
解决了什么样的问题
What problem was solved?
推动了什么样的社会力量指南针
What social forces guide us?
发现给中国带来的就是风水学的发达
The discovery brought about the development of Feng Shui in China
不是大航海时代的来临
Not the arrival of the age of exploration
这就像一把刀放在厨师手里
This is like a knife in the hands of a chef
可以做菜刀
Can be used for cooking
放在士兵手里
Put in the hands of soldiers
可以做武器
Can be used as a weapon
放在雕刻家手里
In the hands of the sculptor
可以用来雕刻艺术
Can be used for carving art
但是你不能说刀的原材料来自某处。
But you can't say that the raw materials of the knife come from somewhere.
所以所有的菜，所有的战争。
So all the dishes, all the wars.
所有的雕塑都归这个地方。
All the sculptures belong to this place.
所有，那不是历史。
All that is not history.
那是精神胜利法。
That's self-deception.
开连锁店。
Open a chain store.
最可悲的是。
The saddest thing is.
这类主播还往往自称讲逻辑。
These streamers often claim to be logical.
他们的逻辑是什么
?What is their logic?
先抛出一句极端结论。
First, state an extreme conclusion.
再塞几个似是而非的常识。
Some common misconceptions.
最后把观众的民族情绪点燃。
Finally, ignite the audience's national emotions.
看似在讲历史。
It seems like it's telling a story about history.
其实就是在卖情绪。
Actually, it's just about expressing emotions.
看似在做科普。
It seems like it's doing science education.
其实就是在做糖精。
In fact, it's just making sugar.
看似在反驳西方中心论。
Appears to refute Western centrism.
其实是在制造另一种低配的中心论。
In fact, it is creating another kind of low-grade central argument.
伪劣的民族情绪。
Inferior national sentiment.
真正的文明自信。
True civilization confidence
不是把世界历史都说成我们祖上传过去的
Not to say that all of world history is just what our ancestors passed down
真正的历史尊严
True historical dignity
也不是逮住一个指南针
Not just catching a compass
就宣布半个地球的航线
Announcing half of the Earth's roots.
都该给我们磕头。
We should all bow to them.
中国文明是不需要这种廉价的吹捧的。
Chinese civilization doesn't need such cheap praise.
中国古代的科技成就。
Ancient Chinese technological achievements.
也不必靠胡乱认领别人的历史成果来给自己壮胆。
Don't try to bolster yourself by falsely claiming someone else's achievements.
我觉得真正的自豪感从来不在于外国人看不看得起我们。最可怕的。
I've always felt that true pride doesn't come from being looked down upon by foreigners.
其实是我们总用一种谬误来冒充自豪。
In fact, we are always using a fallacy to pretend to be proud.
用爽感代替思考。
Replace thinking with pleasure.
用鱼目混珠。
Use deception.
冒充逻辑。
Impersonation logic.
那样不是在弘扬中华文明，指南针能指明方向。
Isn't that promoting the compass of Chinese civilization?
但是指不出真理。
But to point out the truth.
一个人拿着指南针。
A person is holding a compass.
胡说八道。
Nonsense.
他迷路的不是航线。
He didn't get lost because of the route.
而是愚弄大家的脑子。
Instead, they deceive and mislead people.
我们还是要为借人大叔这样的主播点赞的。
We still have to give thumbs up to anchors like Bad Uncle.
真正有历史。
Truly, there is a history.
真知灼见。
Insightful.
真正读过历史和没读过的那水平差距确实是不一样。
The difference between those who have truly read history and those who haven't is real.